Last night, I watched The Chosen and a particular part prompted me to think about how Christians often judge each other's faith in the Lord. This was highlighted for me this week at work with a coworker. I had assumed he was steadfast in his faith, but I soon realized that perhaps he wasn't as committed as I thought. This made me wonder if I was judging him based on his beliefs, reminiscent of Matthew 7 verse 1, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged." Additionally, I encountered another troubling situation yesterday. Jody, during our conversation, mentioned that one of my former friends, who she met at the store where she works, had spread numerous falsehoods about me. This deeply upset me. However, it also reminded me of the importance of forgiveness, even when anger seems like the easier response. Ephesians 4 verses 31 to 32 teaches, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." I find myself at a crossroads, attempting to navigate and make sense of the world around me. The teachings are clear: we must not judge, lest we be judged ourselves; we must forgive if we hope to be forgiven. These principles make you reflect on what God is trying to convey to us through Scripture. He wants us to resist the enemy's attempts to turn us against one another. God's message is clear: He urges us to forgive and refrain from judgment. This approach is rooted in love. We all have the same opportunities, and if someone lies about you, knowing the truth in your heart should shield you from being affected. Often, the one who lies is seen in a negative light, which can have significant repercussions on their life. So, what does God instruct us to do in such situations? Luke 6 verse 37 says, "Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven." Forgiving someone who judges us can be challenging, potentially affecting our social standing at work and within our social circles. Yet, God's teaching is to turn the other cheek and forgive, as highlighted in Matthew 5 verse 39, "But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also." But is that always possible? We're advised to avoid evil at all costs, a lesson reiterated through various sermons and online messages. A pertinent story comes to mind about the biblical stance on defending one's family from harm. While the Bible emphasizes faith in God and the eternal reward of being with Him, it leaves some pondering how to act in immediate, life-threatening situations. Personally, I couldn't stand by and let my family come to harm, even though trusting in God should suffice. Proverbs 22 verse 3 says, "The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty." When I discussed this with a coworker, he echoed my sentiment, suggesting that interpretations of the Bible vary widely. Would other Christians judge me for such beliefs or actions? Possibly not, considering the context. However, it's evident that interpretations and judgments among Christians can differ significantly. This journey has led me to a deeper understanding of why God instructs us not to judge others. We're unaware of all the factors, the circumstances, the outcomes, and the personal convictions that drive people's actions. James 4 verse 12 reminds us, "There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy. But you, who are you to judge your neighbor?" Ultimately, we are all fallible humans. God has set forth rules for us to live by for good reason. We all make mistakes; it's in our nature. Romans 3 verses 23 to 24 teaches, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus." Therefore, we should pause and think before we speak, lest we be the ones casting the first stone, echoing John 8 verse 7, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her."